The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so the question is, what is so intriguing about your weekend that we got to know about it now, and then we got to check back with you again on Monday morning? And this can be anything. Mm-hmm. Anything.
Yeah.
Here's Betty. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Hello.
Hello, show. My friend, who I knew back in like ninth grade, who I always thought I would marry, lives in California now, and he's about to get a ticket to come back to Georgia, and he's supposed to stay with me for like 2 weeks until he gets a place with him and his son.
Okay.
The thing is, I'm totally in love with him, and so is a friend of mine, and I'm not supposed to be, and they've been having plans to reconnect for like the past year.
So, okay, let's try to go through this again slowly. Okay, yeah. Here. I'm a little confused here. All right, let's take this piece by piece. So this is your ex?
No, he's not an ex. We were never together. He's her ex.
Your friend's ex.
We were all friends back in high school, and they were supposed to... They had found each other on Facebook over a year ago, and they had been making plans to get back together, or at least see each other when he got here, and he just never made it.
Okay.
And she was telling me about the love of her life, and I hadn't seen him in forever. So she was telling me about the love of her life and how they were going to get back together, and then she told me her name, and then she told me his name, and then my heart just dropped, because I'm like, oh, my God, it's you know, the guy I wanted to marry.
Mm. Wow.
So she put me back in touch with him and gave me his number.
Uh-huh.
And he and I have been talking like every day.
Okay, so this is your friend's ex that you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in love with.
She's in love with.
Wow. She's in love.
And your friend still feels the same way about the dude, or is she moved on?
She does.
She does.
She does.
She's like, oh, I can't wait to see him, and it's going to be on, and this and that and the other. And I'm like, oh, boy.
And he's coming this weekend.
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming this weekend. And I told her, because she knew that I had a thing for him, and I told her, I was like, don't worry about it. I'll sing at your wedding. Ha, 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 ha. And at the time, I thought that was great, and I could still be just friends with him, and it was going to be all cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking every day now for, like, what, the past 3 months, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I can't do this.
So who is he staying with when he comes down here?
Me.
Same with
you.
Oh,
boy.
Okay.
Does she know that?
Yeah, because I called and asked for permission if it was okay for him to stay with me. But that was back when I first started talking to him and everything was all good. And I'm like, yay, I got my friend back. And now I'm like, oh, boy.
So this guy's going to stay with you this weekend. You love him, and she doesn't have any idea that...
She knows I loved him back then, but she doesn't. I don't think she knows the extent of how crazy I am about it now.
Wow. So, do the three of you have plans to go out and do anything together this weekend?
Well, no, because my grandmother is in the hospital, so I'll be in the hospital with her.
So he's going to be spending more time with your friend than he is you.
Yeah.
But he's staying with you.
Oh.
He's staying with me. Him and his son. They're going to be staying at my place.
Wow.
Sounds like he's playing both of y'all, though.
Because we all, like, he knows how I feel. He knows how she feels. And she knows how I feel, but she's not completely comfortable with it. But I don't think she knows the full extent of it.
Okay.
That means
she knows that I like him. She knows that I've always liked him. And I told her before, I was like, you know, back when we were, you know, both virgins and all, that, you know, I was trying to give it to him back then. And he was like, no, you wait till you're married. And, you know, she knows how I felt then. And she knows that I'm trying to be a good friend.
But you just said that he knows how both of y'all feel about him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So going back on what Jen said, are you sure that he's not playing the both of you, knowing that both of you are in love with him?
Actually, yeah, I am, because we both said we are not going to act on anything.
Okay. Let's see how focused you are.
We look forward to Monday.
Yes.
All right.
All right. This is not an advice segment, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your phone number, and then we'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll find out how it all panned out. Okay. All right, Betty. I hope your grandma's okay this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, hold on one second.
That's a secondary. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday? How's grandma doing?
No, man. Philip, do you want to be on The Voice Disguiser?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine with my voice.
Okay.
Did he say no?
He said no. Okay. He's fine with his voice.
Go ahead. All right, what's going on in your life this weekend that it's so intriguing that we got to check back with you again on Monday?
Well, it's not super, like, intriguing, but it is. It's pretty dramatic. I've had a girlfriend. I met her like 2 years and a half now ago. We went out for 2 years and 2 months. We went through this whole dramatic relationship. Her mom didn't want me with her. This and that. We were young. I actually ran away to Mexico one time and brought her back. You know, she ran away with me once. She was living here for like 6 months without her mom.
Okay.
And let's see, like. A month ago.
She's not like 13, is she?
No. Okay. I'm 18. She's 17.
Oh, boy. You aren't too far off.
I know we're young, but, you know.
Okay.
And about a month ago, no, 2 months ago, I found out she cheated on me once. Mm. She told me, because she now lives in Smyrna, and I live over here in Norcross. Mm-hmm. So she told me, I cheated on you this one time with this guy that I know. So... you know, when I found out about it, you know, I was, like, all depressed and stuff, whatever. But, so I gave her another chance. You know, I trusted her and this and that. And one day I'm sitting there telling her, you know what, I trust you, this and that. And she says, you shouldn't.
What's going on this weekend?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got to, this weekend right now, I'm actually waiting for my friends. We're all going to meet up at Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up, you know, she's actually with him, then, with the guy she's cheating on me now.
Okay.
She's actually with him right now.
Let me ask you another question. Why do we want to talk to you on Monday?
Yeah, what's going on, like, today or tomorrow?
Well, today I'm going to see her at Six Flags, and I don't know if I'm going to give her another chance. I really love this girl. I don't know if I want to give her another chance, but, you know, it's been a long relationship, this and that. And,
but
you know,
she's with the other guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, 2-year relationship, you know, we've been on and off before.
So you're going to confront her at Six Flags today?
You going to say something to her, like slyly somewhere at Six Flags today? And say, hey, I'm still open to you.
Yeah, you know, she actually told me, she said, is it okay with you if I bring him? I said, no, it's not okay. What do you think, you know? I said, if you want to take him, I'm just not going to go. Just tell me.
But, well, it's not an advice segment, so I'm not going to tell you not even to go. So I'm not going to do that. But we'll talk to you very briefly on Monday, okay?
All right, then.
All right,
or you can email us.
Aww.
Just tweet.
He's 18, man. Here is Christine. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Christine, go ahead. You'll be the last call here. So what's going on in your life this weekend that we got to check back with you on Monday?
Oh, okay. Well, I have a little brother, and he's supposed to be graduating from college in May. And, well, this weekend, we're having, like, a big family get-together, and my parents don't know that he hasn't been going to college for the last 2 years.
Oh.
Okay. We got a winner.
Wow.
But I won't be there because I'm going to Six Flags to meet my boyfriend who kidnapped me once.
So, Jeff, be sweet. So how are they going to find out this weekend, obviously?
Well, yeah, he plans on telling them, but, I mean... there's a good side to this. He ended up instead starting his own company, and he's not told my parents about this. He started his own little company after his sophomore year in college when he, like, stopped going, and he created, like, an app for the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and he's just made bank on this thing.
Wow.
And I don't understand it, and I don't get what this app thing does. I don't even have an iPhone. But he created this thing, and now he's making bank. And so what he wants to tell my parents this weekend is he's not actually going to graduate from college, but he wants to pay off their mortgage.
Wow.
He's made that much money off an iPhone application?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Maybe that's good for him.
And he also got, like, this summer home. on the beach and wow, take this call
dang.
There.
Dang. Wow. Your parents are going to be so mad at first, and then they're going to have to take it all back.
Right, right. Uh-huh. How old is your brother? How old is your brother?
He's 22.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Wow. I know.
But I think that... I was trying to figure out like what my parents would have done in that situation. I think they would have still been mad that I was lying about not going to college.
I think my parents would get over it pretty quickly when I said, you want to spend the summer in my beach house.
Do you know how many years they have left of mortgage payments?
I don't, actually. I can't remember.
Wow, that's still pretty amazing. So he's going to tell them both that, A, now has he been taking money from them all this year, all these years, as though he has been going to school?
No, he told them he pulled a loan out. Okay. I mean, it's not just me and my brother. It's like I have another brother too, so they've been paying for all of us to go to college. They couldn't, they can't afford it. So he was pulling out loans to go to school on himself.
Wow. Okay. Wow. This would be.
I just kept telling him that he was pulling, you know, loans out.
This falls under the umbrella of intriguing. Yes.
Yes. I cannot wait to hear how the parents react.
No kidding.
And you have to find out what the app is by Monday.
Yes.
Yes,
please.
You got to ask them about it.
Okay.
Okay, let me put
He's
you on
getting
hold.
Getting rich 99 cents at a time.
I know, right?
I hate him. I don't even know your brother, and I don't like him.
You know what? It was probably like, I fart.
Right.
Yeah. Something, you know, something really basic like that.
Shake and burp.
Christina, yes. Hold on one second, and we'll get your info, and we will definitely call you on Monday morning after your brother tells your parents that he hasn't been going to school, but he's a millionaire.
All right.
All right.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, let's get intern Brandon here. I lost the bet. Tell that we had a bet today, man.
What was the bet?
The bet was, will Dalvette come in with his sunglasses on or not? And what? I said you would not have your sunglasses on today.
You were so wrong.
And I lost.
This is your best friend, dude. You don't know your best friend. Well,
look how bright it is in here.
I've been surprised. Very surprised. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
You work?
Mackie.
Mic's not working. Mackie.
Hello, can you hear me?
There we go.
Yeah,
the sunglasses cancel out the microphone technology.
Oh,
still doesn't sound right.
Listen, it is so bright outside, and the pollen kills my.
Here, hey,
just share with Brandon.
Pollen, I'm
here, he can use my mic.
Hold on, your mic's not working. We use this one over here.
It might be there's a Bush filter on this in the studio. So
yeah,
you know what? Seriously, try take the sunglasses off and then say something.
The mic might work if you take the sunglasses off.
The mic,
yeah, perfect.
The mic might
work.
Say that four times. The mic,
what's going on, dude?
What's up, brother? It's good to be here.
You and Dookie do it up last night.
Oh boy.
Oh, where'd you guys go last night?
10 degrees south, big up to 10 degrees. And what do we do after that? And then the rest was vague.
Okay. One of those, huh? Maybe that's why you're wearing the sunglasses today?
Good morning.
Try the sunglasses on Brandon for a second, because this is all about attitude.
There you go.
At the end of the day, this is all going to be about attitude.
Yeah, I think you need to have a friend named Dookie.
I don't think I've ever seen Delvette's face without the sunglasses. It's really nice to see.
It's really
wow,
not
you're
that good
looking.
See, look, that there changes
you
everything.
Oh,
you just raise your game right
I feel
there,
like I
baby.
Should go out with Chili now.
Everybody got jokes, all right? You and me this weekend. I don't know.
All right, here's the plan going into the weekend. Delvette, we've brought you in here before, and you've met Brandon. Brandon, to me, is a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
Got a good personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see him at events. He's like holding the mic. He's holding court. He's good to go, right? But he's got this thing, man. When it comes to women, he's got zero confidence, zero swagger. Nothing.
We definitely have to remedy that sickness, my brother.
Can I ask you for a clarification, Brandon?
Yo.
Because there is a rumor that you have approached a promo intern on more than one occasion.
You know what?
And said, you want to come over here and make out?
What?
Who said that?
I mean, it might be a rumor.
Okay. I heard the tease yesterday at the end of the show.
I don't think this has anything to do with that. I think this is just, I just got this a few minutes ago.
No, I don't think I've offered to make out with any of my promo interns. Maybe one or two during the summer, but.
wait.
I was an intern then, too. I wasn't hired yet.
But
so
that's
well
like that. That's a
lines.
Pretty bold line for somebody who's claiming to have no game, want to come over here and make out.
Well, it's promotions, you know? We got to sell ourselves.
See, he's got a different.
You can't text that. To
did,
a girl.
Did Frankie
I don't
do
think
it?
I text that to her? I may have. I don't
you don't remember if you're
going back and
if I'm tired. I don't remember. Yeah, maybe.
And do you drink?
Not really.
Okay, that's gonna hurt.
Smart man.
That's gonna hurt with the confidence. So he told us earlier this morning he hasn't been out on a date in what 2 years?
Yeah, basically 2 years.
He's had one girlfriend. And describe to Delvette what it feels like for you. If you're in a bar setting or whatever, or even if you're, you're working promotions and there's a pretty girl, she's across the room, what's going through your head? How are you feeling?
Well, if I'm working promotions, I know it's within the job to interact with people. So out at events, it's all part of the job.
It's different for you. Okay.
Yeah, it's at events, it's all part of the job. It's fun just to interact with people like that.
Why is it different when, because I've seen you at events. I mean, he's one of the funnest people at an event. So what is the difference between being at a Q100 event and being just at, out?
The timesheet.
So, no, his attitude.
So if you're getting
different.
Paid, you'll flirt?
No, it's just within the job, like, I know it's part of the job. I know that's why they hired me to interact with people. So it's like a switch goes off, like, okay.
Work mode.
Yeah, it's game time. Let's
but
go.
But if that works during off. A promotion, then why can't you just use that when you're right. not Brandon, the promotions guy?
Because 9 times out of 10, I will never see those people again. So at that moment, it's just, hey, let's have fun.
There's no fear of rejection there.
Well, it certainly sounds like the way you're going now, 9 out of 10 times, you're never going to see the guys again.
Or you will see him again, but they'll ask you to introduce you to one of our friends.
Yeah.
it's confidence, right?
I have no problem being the wingman either. I'm very good at playing that role.
Cop out.
I am very
it
good.
It goes back to what Jen said earlier. It's all about rejection.
You
it
don't want to get rejected, so you don't even put yourself out there because you're afraid of
yeah,
it.
It's easy to be the wingman because you can say that you're the one sacrificing. So if things don't work out, it was just a nice right. bonus. But if you're the man going in, then there's a rejection factor.
But that's the whole point. You got to get rejected. That way you know what you're good at and what you're not good at. So you got to try. If you're not,
you got to do it.
You got to do it. You got to get out there. That's the whole point.
This is what I talk to about my girlfriends. But with girlfriends, it's a fear of getting hurt. Right? So guys have a fear of rejection and getting turned down. Mm-hmm. But women have a fear of like getting into relationships or dating or whatever because they're afraid of getting hurt. And I'm like, well, what's the alternative? Standing on the sideline the whole time?
Well, that's what he's doing.
You know?
He's standing on the sideline.
Exactly.
Tell, Delvette, explain to Brandon when you got blown off by Chili how that made you
well, basically,
a better, more confident dater.
Watch the show, okay? That's all I got to say. Watch the show, people.
But it's like, it's a little, look, Brandon loves baseball. It's a little bit like baseball here, okay? You're going to strike out a whole bunch, but every now and then, you're going to hit a home run. But yeah. You're not even going up to the plate, dude.
Yeah, I mean, Jason Hayward, I mean, he struck out last night on 3 pitches. I mean, he's supposed to be the superhero of the Braves, but you know what? He had a horrible at-bat.
You know this. He's going to strike out.
He hits bombs, too, so.
And so can you.
And so can you. That's the whole point. You got to keep swinging because eventually you'll hit a home run.
I mean,
exactly.
Or another, I could be like Troy Gloss and just strike out every time.
No,
eventually
don't
you're
go to the game like that.
See, I think Brandon needs a little bit of help on the flirting side of things, Sylvette, because okay. I got to
texting interns is not good flirting.
No, and
texting
I got
isn't
to experience Brandon attempting the flirt.
That's what I heard, and it was not a flirt though.
Yeah, dude, what is this about?
It really wasn't a flirt.
It was the and it intern. Was bad.
The intern in question has a boyfriend.
Uh huh.
And it was a full conversation that we were having before that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
What did you hear?
He's up at the front desk, right? Yeah. And the cutie little girl running the front desk, he's talking to her.
Cutie.
And I'm like over on the other side, like at the fax machine, I'm trying to send something. But I can hear him around the corner trying to chat it up with her. And he's going into this in-depth baseball conversation about baseball is the purest of all the sports. And he's going on and on like he's Mr. Baseball expert, like he's trying to impress her.
I'm not trying
to... baseball expertise or whatever. And she was kind of being like talky, chatty, flirty right back to him, whatever. But you were like, you were a swing and a miss on that because you just kept hammering away on the sports. Like, you were doing like statistics and like this and that about your theories on the game of baseball.
No. He wasn't impressed by her. He was more impressed by what he was saying. Is that what
he's
you're
saying? Impressing himself.
He was impressing himself.
No, it was. The conversation was...
Look, Brandon. Look, you got to take all this in, dude.
You got to stop defending.
You haven't touched a boob in 2 years.
But that's,
you got to stop making excuses and listen to what's going on.
I wasn't trying to flirt with her. It was a conversation as in... Why wouldn't I want to go to a Renaissance festival? Because I would rather watch baseball.
Don't bring the Renaissance festival on this stuff.
You know what? The problem is, Dovette is here, and Brandon, you're defending every single thing that comes up. You just have to accept the help. If you don't want the help, then Dovette certainly needs to work on his own game. He can focus on that. But if you want,
I'm
I mean,
be okay.
Yeah, Dovette's gonna be fine. So I think if you're willing to accept the help, then you have to take the feedback from Jen and Dovette and Bert and whoever else.
But that situation wasn't a flirt, though.
You're defending.
But no, just in that
Stop. Everything you're doing sucks.
Just put a Band-Aid on it already.
Stop the bleeding.
Don't ever talk about statistics when you're talking to a girl. Any sport. Don't bring up the stats.
And go back to the beginning of that story. When do we have someone at the front desk?
What station were you at? 10:15 and 10:30 every morning.
He must have a second job.
Thank God.
Yeah, somewhere else.
I can never get into this place.
Jesse has some advice. Jesse, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, what up, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
What I was thinking is, like, if they're going out and they're planning to do some stuff and go talk to some chicks, maybe he starts out with, like, in the number rating system, you know, there's, like, 1 through 10. If he goes for a 10, he might strike out. But if he's, like, a 5, maybe go to, like, a 3 or a 4. It's a little easier to talk to, a little easier to get, you know, get some... attention from.
He's saying just for the Dovette's looking like, what you talking about? He's saying just for the basics, man, just to build up a little confidence, you go below your lane a little bit to somebody that is going to be almost like grateful that somebody
desperate enough for you
a confidence builder.
It's a confidence builder. It's a conversation slump buster.
So Jeff with a wig. Essentially, is what you're saying.
He said a 3, not a 2.
Okay.
You like that advice, or you don't like that advice?
That's good advice. Not for my man. No,
you don't think so?
We're gonna go. At the end of the day, the confidence has to come in two ways: not only what you say, but what you're interested in. You know. So if he's interested in that girl versus, she's not okay, he won't really boost his own confidence, you know? So he has to say the right things, feel the right way, but also pursue the girl that he really, really wants.
I would
start
agree.
Out hard.
So is the way this gonna, is this going to go, Dovette? Like, you guys are going to go out and wherever you're going to be this weekend, and you're just going to make him pick out a girl, and then you'll talk him through it, and off he goes.
Absolutely. That's exactly what
you're doing. Throw you in the pool and learn how to swim.
Yeah.
Well, wait, let's take this one.
Daddy's
going to
raise his son, baby.
If I had Dovette in my corner, I'd whatever he says.
So you're not just going to let him do his own thing. You're going to go there with him and then watch him and then sort of...
Everything. Okay. We're hanging out. We're having a good time. He's going to say, I like her, not her. I want her, not her. That type of thing. And then... He's going to do it.
And Brandon, don't even feel bad when Dovette takes home the girl that
you
played. It won't happen.
All right, so where are you planning on taking this dude this weekend?
I don't know. I got a couple places in mind, but...
I think it's better if we don't say.
Yeah, don't say.
All right.
I'm open to suggestions. I mean, if anybody knows the city, you don't want to...
But yeah, I think that it's best if the people there don't realize
don't
that
know.
He's coming.
Okay.
How about wardrobe? What you going to do with him?
A Oh, we got to do a lot.
I am coaching a basketball game this afternoon, right. So I didn't feel like dressing up.
Hey, I've met you three times. I mean,
three basketball games.
Yeah, we're going to have, yeah.
Accept the help. It's not a bad thing.
I know, but.
You're fighting it, dude. You're fighting it.
You feel rejected right now.
It starts with the wardrobe, too.
That's the first thing that women notice.
That's the first thing they look at.
You feel rejected now.
I do.
Hey,
it hurts.
You're gonna clean them right here, too?
Right here, shave it up a little
bit. I've been working on this for almost 22 years.
It's not working. Nothing is working.
Not working, babe. Can we get a clean shave?
You will not recognize him when he walks in the studio on Monday. I promise.
I feel rejected already.
Dude, we're getting you help, man. I know. What you're doing is not working. You don't have the tools.
You're defensive now, but in a couple of weeks from now, once Dolvet has done the makeover on you, you're gonna be thanking us for this.
I thought the facial hair was cool.
No, dude, it's gotta go.
Everything you thought was cool. Hey, Brandon, how has cool worked out for you the last couple of years?
Touche.
Maybe it's not cool.
Upgrade your swagger. Let's go.
All right, so we're going to take a picture of you today also because we're going to get you online and see what he does with you this weekend.
Yep. It's the before and after.
All right, just be open. Just be a good soldier, okay? You don't have any input. When you're with a general and you're just a soldier, you don't get input. Okay, just listen to the
message.
You're
just enlisted right now.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, you're enlisted right now, so you got to listen to the officer.
You just got drafted.
All my stylists out there, I'll be calling you guys. All my stylists out there, we got a project. Let's go.
All right.
This is The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
It's the Bert Show.
All right, we've had great debates this morning about Tiger Woods. Man, Melissa is putting her foot down on this Tiger Woods thing.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be dramatic. It's just anytime you're mad about something or angry, especially at an advertiser, then what you do is you just don't buy the product. I mean, that's the biggest way you can, punish an advertiser. And obviously, there'll be other people like me. There may be more that are not like me. But the whole Nike ad with Tiger Woods using his deceased father's voice to try to improve his image and sell products is offensive to me. And Katie and I last night were talking about it, and we just said, we're just not buying any more Nike stuff. And, I made the joke earlier about how that's not going to really be, that big of a dent in their pocketbook for me, since I'm not as athletic as Katie is. But for Katie, that's a huge deal. So, neither one of us plan to buy Nike anymore because we just think it's a poor decision on their part. I think it's so disrespectful.
All right, let's set this up first, because many of you probably have no idea what this commercial is all about and you haven't heard it yet. There's a pretty interesting side story to it.
We've linked over to it from Q100Atlanta.com if you want to go to the Burt Show page and actually watch the ad. But it is a black and white ad of Tiger Woods looking very, you know, somber and sad, just staring into the camera. And the voiceover over the commercial is of his late father, Earl Woods. And it's apparently as if he were speaking to Tiger. So they have edited that audio, though. So at the very beginning, it says Tiger. And then it has a quote from Earl Woods. Well, that quote was taken from a 2004 documentary about Tiger's career and life and everything else. But that quote was actually intended as a part of a conversation he was having about his wife, about Tiger's mother and how they're very different and their differences. And he talked about his mother being very black and white, very yes or no, and that he's more inquisitive and wants to ask questions. So this quote is taken completely out of context, played over top of Tiger Woods looking sad and somber into the camera, and then there's a swoosh at the very end of it.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
All right, then there's that Nike swoosh. So, mm-hmm. You know, what we do know is that at least we can be fairly certain that Tiger has creative control over his image. So at one point, Nike, I'm assuming, had to come to him mm-hmm. and say, this is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. That just makes common sense to me. Even in lower celebrity land, you have creative control of your image and what's out there. So let's assume that he said, yeah, I've seen the commercial, and let's go for it. So, Melissa, are you more upset at Tiger or are you more upset at Nike?
Both.
Both.
To me, the reason it's disrespectful, I mean, you know, I've lost my father, and I explained earlier that, you know, my point of view is that everything that is of my father's is very sacred. I mean, because that's all I have left. There's nothing mm-hmm. more. Nothing new will come from my father. So, you know, any pictures, anything that handwritten items, any voicemails, you know, an old school, you know, cassette player voicemail things, I've kept all that. And to think about doing something that I find morally wrong that Tiger has done, and for him to try to repair that image by using his father's voice on something that had nothing to do with that. If I had done what Tiger did and then try to use my father's voice to repair my image, my father would never endorse what I did. So to use his voice to try to do that without even getting his permission to do it, I don't know. It just does not settle well with me. And so it just kind of is unsettling and I think disgusting, to be honest with you.
404-741-Q100. Here's Melinda.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a comment. I understand what Melissa is saying. However, Bert, you would know this, once a parent, always a parent. If your child messes up when he's an adult, you're going to do anything in the world you can to help him. Hmm. And if Tiger's dad was alive today, he would probably do the same thing.
Hmm. You don't. But here's the thing. There's two points. One, I don't think he would, because his dad was pretty, like, I do not think that his dad would come out and publicly defend him. He would defend him. He'd be a father. But uh-huh. I don't think he would participate in that, just knowing what I know about Earl Woods. But number two, even if the possibility is 99.75%, he's dead. You can't mm-hmm. ask his permission. Right. You are desecrating his memory by assuming that you know what position he would want to take on this issue. And I would, you know, Melissa's using the argument that, you know, her father's passed, she can relate. I'll use, my parents are alive, and I would never once consider manipulating their words now, especially after they're gone, it's nauseating.
Now, I was going to ask Jen a question, but she's in the middle
she's choking.
Of a pollen fit right there. Because the reaction on Twitter this morning has been a little bit different. Like, people have been calling the commercial, like, brilliant. And
yeah, I was going to read some of the tweets that I got back after sending it out. One says, I thought it was on the tasteless side, but absolutely brilliant. Tiger looked really sad. Another one says, it's a great spot. It humanizes Tiger.
I don't understand how it humanizes Tiger. Like, I don't understand that comment.
Do you want Jeff to read those?
Where are they?
Sorry.
I think it's a great spot. It humanizes Tiger and has everyone talking. I agree that it has everyone talking. I don't know how it humanizes him. That doesn't make sense to me. I thought it was on the tasteless side, but absolutely brilliant. Tiger Woods ad is absolutely amazing. I think the Nike ad may be their way of slapping him on the wrist while keeping the biggest cash cow on the label.
And one thing while they're going through that is when we had our discussion last night, Katie was looking at more of Nike and Tiger's relationship, because there's also been the debate on the show about, you know, really who is in charge there, you know, whether Tiger, because he has been such a risk and Nike's the only, you know, advertiser that stuck with him that he mm-hmm. endorses and everything. And, you know, his endorsement is such a fraction of what Nike Golf, because that's really the portion of the Nike company that he has improved. I mean, it's like something like 3 to 6 times the amount of what they pay for him is what they've gotten in return for Nike Golf, because before him, Nike Golf really was not competitive within the golfing equipment, you know, industry. And that they've even named part of their building after him at the headquarters, you know, and so he's so they're so entwined with each other that it may just have been a case with Nike, like it's going to be cost us more money to let him go, not only from advertising, but just renaming the building and doing all this stuff. And who else do we have than just keeping him, you know?
I found this on an advertising website. It was sent to me from a listener on Twitter, so thank you for sending me the link. But it's two different sides of the issue from the ad community, you know, looking at it from the advertising side of things. One of the quotes says, using the out-of-context words of your dead father in an attempt to clean up your image just might be more offensive than nailing dozens of hookers across the U.S. while your wife raises your kid. Okay, so that's on one side. And then the other comment below that says, oh, get over yourself, to the author of that. It's smart. It's tackling the issue head on. Most clients and agencies would be scared little girls afraid to even discuss it. When attacked, attack back. Plus, it shows how Tiger really feels about instead of what the media would like to paint.
Here's Frank. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just want to say that I think that, you know, everyone disagrees with what Tiger did, but I think for Melissa to take the stance that it's somehow offensive, it's not her father that Tiger's using. It's his father. He can, you know, use whatever memories however he wants, just like Melissa can use her father's memories however he wants. I don't see where this is somehow offensive, because this is Tiger's father and he's choosing to use this clip in his way to get his point across.
But Tiger's father doesn't have a say.
Right. Well, and I think that, you know, this goes back to every time somebody in that's high profile does anything that's controversial, people's opinions don't change based on what they did. It's whether they like him or not. You know, like if you're a fan of golf and you're a fan of Tiger Woods, you're going to defend him. If you're not a fan of golf and you don't think Tiger's that big of a deal, I mean, yes, he's a great athlete, but you're tired of hearing about him, then you're going to think differently. I was not a golf fan going into this. I don't sit and watch golf on the weekends. I admire Tiger's ability in the golfing world, but I also think that ability has caused people to just disregard everything else that's been going on with him. And so, yeah, I'm offended. And I do think, yes,
I don't think people disregard it. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I don't think people disregard what he did or the mistakes that he made. I think it's a willingness to forgive him and allow him to come back. Or there's an unwillingness for that, you know, whether you want to not forgive him for the things that he's done in his personal life and not, you know, not sort of grant him that, you know. I guess my point is that we put a lot of people on pedestals, certainly celebrities and athletes and that kind of thing. But everybody's human and everybody's going to make mistakes. He made a lot of them, and he made a lot of horrible ones. But everybody's a human being, and anybody we put on a pedestal is going to get knocked off that pedestal, because we're all humans and we all fail. So,
but I want to regard that caller real quick before we get off on another line, is because the caller was saying, why am I so offended by what he did? By being on the outside looking in, by not being with this veil of, oh my God, Tiger's like a god, you know, I see his decision to use his father's voice to try to help his image as offensive. And yes, it's not my father, you know, voice, and I would never do that.
Let me just
ask
one simple question as we wrap it up here. Okay, Jen and Jeff.
Hi.
You guys are down at the Masters this weekend, and you're going down there with some pretty influential people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say they set up a dinner with Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Would you like to go and hang out with Tiger Woods for an hour and have dinner, Jeff Dollar?
Yeah.
Jen.
I don't know if I would want to be a part of all that hoopla. I really don't. I would send my dad to go.
Would you attend a dinner with Tiger Woods for an hour?
Probably not.
What do you mean part of the hoopla?
Just like the paparazzi and all
that? It seems like
a lot
of like hoopla and hype around it, and it seems like if I were to be a part of that, I would just do it so that I could name drop it later, and that's not who I am.
Wendy, would you go?
Yes.
You would?
Knee-jerk reaction, yeah.
And Melissa's is obvious for sure.
Well, I turned down the Masters. I was given the opportunity to go to the Masters this week, and I turned it down
right
because of Tiger.
I would go. I'd go to the dinner. I would go.
I just want to know what he has to say. I want to know what the people around him have to say about everything and what he's talking about.
Well, that wouldn't even come up at a dinner.
You never know.
If you're in dinner with Tiger Woods right now, that's the last thing that's being discussed. We'll talk about everything except Tiger Woods.
Here, Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
The Bird Show.
We spent a lot of time this morning talking about the Masters, but we've been talking about the Masters as they pertain to Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
But Jen and Jeff are actually going down there this weekend.
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. My dad is coming with me, and he's an avid golfer, has been his entire life. He's a golf fan over decades and decades. I mean, growing up, that's all I remember watching. I mean, during every single tournament it was on, it was a permanent fixture in my house growing up. And we used to play when I was a teenager. We played father-daughter tournaments, and I used to play golf when I was a kid growing up. And so to be able to take my dad to the Masters this weekend, like especially this weekend, but just to be able to take my dad as my date for the weekend is like, it's like a personal win for me in my whole life.
I bet.
I'm like, if this is the reason that waking up at 3:45 in the morning for the last 8 years, like if that is what I had to do to get to this point to take my dad to have this experience with him for this weekend, then every single morning was worth it.
You have to try to,
you know,
that's sweet.
You got to kind of explain this to non-golfers, because the Masters, every golfer in the world, if you play golf in the world, and I'm not overhyping that, wants to play Augusta National. That's the one thing every golfer in the world has in common. It's such an elite experience to play, and they don't hand out that many tickets every single year. When you consider how many people around the world want to go, it is really, really difficult to get a badge to get in. So Jen's father he loves golf. So this is like literally a dream come true.
Y'all explain Augusta National, because I think for a lot of people who are new to Georgia may not understand that you can't buy tickets to go into the Masters.
Yeah, all the tickets are owned by or are kept by people who've had them for years. It's not a ticketed event. Like people talk about the World Series or talk about the NCAA tournament or the Super Bowl, and you can buy. There are tickets available to the public. You'll pay a ton for them. But with Augusta National, they don't release tickets for sale. You don't go to Ticketmaster and try to get in. You have to essentially get on a waiting list that maybe your kids will get the phone call someday because it's so tight and long. So
exclusive.
Exclusive. So what you have to do is know someone who knows someone who's a member or something like that, and then they can either pass the tickets down or kind of sell them. Not supposed to, but
right. And if it ever got back to like Augusta National that you sold your badge, you'd be booted. You'd never be able to get on the course ever again.
Well, you can sell them. The problem is people don't sell them, because if I'm a member and I have my Augusta National badges and I sell them to Bert, and then Bert goes there and has two beers too many and heckles Tiger or whatever might happen, or pulls out a camera, or
can't have your phone out, can't have your camera out.
Yeah, brings a phone on the course.
There'll be no tweets from the.
They come, and this is they come and they take those badges. Bert's gone, and then the family, whoever owned those badges, never gets them back. And it's I wouldn't. I mean, if
so
I
you
had,
don't want to risk it or whatever. Yeah. And we have to say that the only reason that we're able to go is because Matthew Dwyer from Healthy Trim has the connections, and he has so graciously invited us to go and be a part of it. So
that's a big old hookup right there.
I mean, that's amazing. Healthy Trim is the greatest product I have never taken. That is the greatest product I have never experienced.
At least till Monday it is.
So big thank you to Matthew.
Enjoy yourself, guys. It's a magical place. You can feel it as soon as you walk into that place. You will feel it. It's amazing.
I'm just so excited to be able to share this with my dad and with Jeff and his friend George that's going on. It's going to be so much fun.
Have
so
a great
much fun.
Time.
Get it? The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.